Iran today agreed to international demands to suspend its uranium enrichment program. It also agreed to have its nuclear facilities inspected by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Announcement of the agreement coincided with a visit to Tehran by the foreign ministers of Britain, France, and Germany. Iran is facing an October 31st deadline by the Atomic Energy Agency to show that it does not have a nuclear weapons program. Dan DeLuce is a reporter for Global Radio News in Tehran. What does Iran's declaration say?
Well, Iran has declared a number of things. It has promised to sign what's called the Additional Protocol, which requires them to allow intrusive short-notice inspections of all of its nuclear facilities, which is something that previously they were not willing to agree to. They've also agreed to answer all the lingering, outstanding questions about their nuclear program that have been raised by the UN inspectors. And then most importantly is this declaration to suspend uranium enrichment activities for an indefinite period.
And there was comment on the agreement by an official from Iran's Supreme National Security Council. What did he have to say?
Yeah, that was Dr. Hassan Rouhani, and his title isn't as important as the power and authority he is perceived to be wielding at the moment. It was telling that the three European foreign ministers were not negotiating with the president of Iran, Mohammad Khatami. They were negotiating with a man who had been designated to represent Iran's theocratic leadership. And Dr. Rouhani told reporters today that Iran had decided to do this to build confidence. He said that this would lead to a new stage in Iran's relations with the outside world, and he said that Iran did not want to be defying the international community and that it wanted to prove its goodwill.
And all this came about because of the visit by the three European foreign ministers?
Well, it's been something that was being negotiated, and the fact that all three of them flew here, which is unprecedented, showed that the negotiations had come to a point where there was substantial agreement. I think it's quite a dramatic development. Iran has tended not to seek these kinds of compromise solutions and has tended to adopt quite a defiant stance on a lot of issues. But in this case, it was some kind of deal where the Europeans were offering Iran access to nuclear technology and a face-saving way of extricating themselves from a very difficult situation.
Well, just how much is known about Iran's nuclear program?
Well, there are many questions, and what's known is that Iran has for many years had a nuclear program. They say it's for civilian purposes to produce energy and generate electricity, but they have offered contradictory accounts of their program, and what has raised international suspicions about their intentions is that they have built an extensive uranium enrichment facility, and if you want to produce energy, nuclear energy, you don't need to produce highly enriched uranium. You only need to produce low levels of enriched uranium, and this has raised suspicions. And then they've also pursued research with heavy water, which has also raised concerns that they might be trying to produce weapons-grade plutonium. And the UN inspectors have on more than one occasion taken samples and found highly enriched uranium, despite Iran's claim that they did not seek to have such highly enriched weapons-grade uranium. And after those samples were taken, the international pressure started really mounting over the summer. And now Iran is in this position where it's really seems to be eager to try to defuse this.
Dan DeLuce is a reporter for Global Radio News in Tehran.